These so-called comfort women have been trying to get justice for decades, and now they're passing away one by one. The UN says it's unclear how many women were involved. Many are from Korea, but there were other women forcibly recruited from other countries as well. Korea's deputy ambassador to the UN, Han Chung-hee, says it's an issue of humanity and human dignity.
The case of victims who were forced into military sexual slave during the Second World War, the so-called comfort women, is a key instance of an unresolved and persistent issue of sexual violence in conflict.
He calls on the Japanese government to acknowledge responsibility and take appropriate measures to resolve the so-called comfort women issue. Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Committee has called for an independent probe into these allegations and the prosecution of the perpetrators. The committee also called for access to justice and reparations for victims and their families, the disclosure of all evidence available, and education in the country surrounding the issue. Japanese Representative and Social Affairs Minister Naoto Hisajima says his country's addressing the issue with sincerity. Quoting Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, he adds that efforts were being made to facilitate what he calls feasible remedies for the former comfort women.
Prime Minister Abe has stated repeatedly that he is no different from preceding prime ministers in that he is deeply pained when thinking of the comfort women who experienced immeasurable pain and suffering.
Mr. Han Chung-hee of Korea begs to differ. He says his delegation is deeply concerned over Japan's denial regarding its responsibility towards these sexual slave victims.
Contrary to the Japanese position, I think this issue has never been addressed in the course of negotiating a 1965 claims agreement between ROK and Japan. So responsibility of the Japanese government still remains, we believe.
The Japanese government admitted in 1993 that its army forced women to work in brothels during the Second World War, but no reparations have been made. The issue remains deeply polarizing in Japan. Ravina Shamdasani is with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The Japanese government has failed over, you know, the past few decades to pursue a comprehensive, impartial, and lasting resolution of this issue. In fact, there was a report which was commissioned recently by the Japanese government which stated that it was not possible to confirm that women were forcibly recruited. Following the release of this report, there's been quite a lot of hate speech against these women.
The UN says the issue remains current and these women's rights continue to be violated as long as their rights to justice and reparation have not been realized. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.